The startup investment landscape is changing, and world-class companies are being built outside of Silicon Valley. We find them, talk with them, and discuss the upside of investing in them. Welcome to Upside. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Upside Podcast, the first podcast finding upside outside of Silicon Valley. I'm Jay Klaus, and I'm accompanied by my co-editor, Mr. Eric Hornung.
I like that. No need for any fancy nicknames, you know, because I got a new title.
New title. Stacking the titles.
Stacking the titles. My business card is, it's a foldable business card now, because I just have so many titles.
Bifold or trifold? Which wallet you fitting it in?
You know, I'm doing quadfold because I got so many titles. I got titles for days.
It's like the disposable razor industry. Just add a new razor, add a new blade. Let's go quattro.
And then, yeah, quattro. And just wait until we release something new. And I will give myself a new title and then it'll add another blade. That's how I do it, Jay. I just add titles. That's what I do.
Speaking of releasing something new, we just released something new.
Yeah, it's called The Update, and it is awesome, I think. I think it's awesome. Maybe I'm biased.
I agree, and I'm also biased. But instead of just, you know, dropping an episode to let you guys know, hey, we released this thing, we thought we'd go a little bit deeper with what is apparently called the six W's?
The six W's, the five W's. I'm very confused on how many W's they're using, because what we have is who, what, where, when, why, how. There are six W's in that, but the last one doesn't start with a W, so it's very confusing. Wikipedia gives us three different names for it. The five W's, which just kicks out how, which I think is an important question. The six W's, which includes how, but how doesn't start with a W. And then there's the five W's, one H. You know, it's just someone needs to come up with a better moniker.
like the cardinal questions. I'm going to call it the cardinal questions.
You're going to call it the cardinal questions. Okay, I'll run with it. I hate it, but I'll run with it.
Who, what, when, where, why, and how, talking about the update. I jumped into Slack and found, when did we start talking about the update? And do you have a guess? Do you have a guess at the date?
I would say late November.
November 5th, actually.
Early November, wow.
November 5th, we were talking about how we can add more value to our podfolio companies and saying, what if we sent out a quarterly email that had news about those podfolio companies? And we kind of talked about it and said, there can be more to that. I like that, but let's yes and that a little bit and add something to it. And we came to a point of saying, what if we had a quarterly publication in general that added value to our podfolio companies and also allowed us to write about some of the trends in things that we're seeing in the communities that we study outside of Silicon Valley?
I think this kind of comes on the back of two other things we were thinking about as well. And then we just added a selfish twist, as you just mentioned. We send a internal update to everyone who's been on the podcast every month, just about what's going on at Upside. Our idea from that originated from the monthly updates that investors sometimes require, sometimes suggest from companies. And we look at our stakeholders as being the people who have been on the show. So we want to do a good job by them in keeping them up to date on what's happening with us so that their episodes become worth more and their association with us makes their brand stronger. So that we've seen some really good follow on from is that constant communication. But we wanted to turn something like that externally. And we knew that we would be doing, oh, this is a little bit of a leak, but we'll be doing 15-month follow-up episodes, which are smaller, since Jay and I end every episode with what do you want to see in 6 to 18 months, we're going to be doing at about 15 months a loop-in with those companies to see how they've changed, how they've grown, and evaluate Jay and I's deal memos, which Jay is going to be interesting because I'm sure we have some bad takes.
Also, I'm going to be looking for revenue, as you know. So after some discussion of how we wanted this to look and feel, we talked about maybe it's something that's hard copy and sent. Then we talked about, no, let's turn it into this web version thing called Issue. And I said, no, that looks terrible. Let's make it a website. Eric, where did we land? What is the update?
Well, we landed on a really cool format, I think. The update is a curated quarterly publication of editorials, stories, and trends happening outside of Silicon Valley. And it's done in a way that kind of makes it feel like an online magazine mixed with a web page. I think we stole a lot of this from First Round, to be honest, but I really like how it came out, and it feels different.
Yeah, I definitely looked to First Round in terms of some design inspiration. Not a developer, not a designer, did my best. You guys let me know how I did. Check out the website and let me know how we did. You can tweet at us at UpsideFM or at Jay Klaus if you think it's terrible.
We started this idea of what it was going to look like with three simple sections, and Jay, we ended with like 7 or 8 sections.
Yeah, it kept growing.
So our first three sections we wanted to hit were host editorials, guest editorials, and Podco news articles. Let's start with host editorials and just kind of walk through the update and how it actually evolved.
Yeah, so Eric and I each took on writing an editorial. My piece was comparing what we've learned about platform from Stephanie Manning and some others to communities. That's what I wrote about.
And I wrote about the polarization of thought and theory as it applies to startup communities and how maybe a better answer exists in the middle.
Then we had a featured Podfolio company, and this quarter we featured ScriptDrop, a company based in Columbus, Ohio, that's seen some rapid growth over the last year since we spoke to them back in April. They were one of our very, very early episodes, not the initial release, but our fourth episode.
This was kind of cool. It was like being a journalist.
It was very much like being a journalist. It was an interview with Nick that we then transcribed into a written piece, dusting off the old journalism skills for that one.
I've never written anything like this, so I appreciate you taking on most of the legwork to get that one across the finish line.
Then we moved into our guest editorials. We had three contributors. In this issue, we had Ali Felix writing about how to form relationships with investors before you need their money. We had Eric Berg speaking about growing up in flyover country and why he's moved back to the Midwest as an investment opportunity. And we had Monique Villa in Nashville speaking about the friends and family round and kind of a warning for founders not to force a friends and family round.
I am incredibly excited about the prospects for this section in upcoming updates because of how amazing these three editorials turned out. I think that, man, we got lucky with some awesome people on our network, Jay.
For sure. Then we moved on to some articles that highlight the trends in different parts of the country outside of Silicon Valley. These aren't articles that we wrote, but they are well-written articles in different publications across the country that we thought tell a good, well-rounded or insightful story of what's trending in different communities across the country.
And I think this is important because when we get to the who in a second, you'll see that not everyone has their finger on the pulse like Jay and I do, where we are talking with people from, I think it's upwards of 25 communities now, Jay, on a monthly basis. So these are some of the hot button articles that will give you a sense at a high level what's happening outside of Silicon Valley, New York, and Boston.
Then we have this real meaty section where Eric did a ton of research highlighting recent news articles for each of our podcasts.
Yeah, I went through all of the Google News history, Twitter feeds, blogs, pretty much everything I can find for each podco from the date that it was published or the date we record the interview in some cases to today, and found the one article that I thought was the most interesting, most significant, most meaningful, and we linked to that article. So going forward, this will happen on a 3-month cadence and not on a 12-month cadence. But in issue one, there is an article for every podco.
Then we have this weird little curveball of a section where Eric and I just kind of shared a little gift, which is 5 podcasts that he and I have listened to over the last several months and highly recommend.
I think that, no, I don't think this. I think everyone thinks this. podcast discovery is broken. And there are some people who are doing a better job than others. But right now, the best way to find great podcasts is through curated lists, especially episodes. So Jay and I tossed our hat in the ring and we said, hey, if you value our opinion, well, here's a little bit more of it. Here are some podcasts we like. Our consensus pick, which is the only one we'll mention on this podcast, was an Invest Like the Best podcast with Eugene Wei. And you'll have to go check out the rest of the article to find the four picks that Jay and I have, two of which are on brand, so they are about investing in finance, and two of which are oddballs.
Real weirdo shows. And then we end the update with a section for those who are real startup junkies, a few reports put out by different organizations and other publications that dive into a lot of things like state of the ecosystem for their communities or surrounding communities, just more, you know, kind of further reading on the subject.
There's just so much incredible work done in this space, and no one's really centralized it. So I think that that's kind of what the update does, is it pulls in a lot of these voices into one space and gives them a wider platform for discovery.
And the great thing about it is, since Eric and I are just basically taking the role of observer and learners in this space, we don't have an agenda to push forward, really. And so we get to just push forward what we're learning and highlight those trends and insights in a more unbiased way than you're going to find in most publications.
Right. We don't have a venture fund where we have to support a certain thesis. We don't have an ecosystem that we work for. We aren't selling anything, which, Jay, maybe we should fix that because money sounds great.
My girlfriend was just telling me that she wants a shirt. It's time for merch.
You guys want merch? Audience, if you want merch, like our link on Instagram. I don't know. How do people sell merch?
If you want merch, tweet at us at UpsideFM and say, I want merch. And then we'll say, okay, sounds like it's time to design some merch.
Yeah, and we won't let Jay design the shirt. I don't know if you guys heard, but terrible design.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Instead, let's talk about who the update is for.
I think in a very succinct sentence, the update is for outsiders and for insiders looking out. What I mean by that is it's for the people who are outside of Silicon Valley, New York, and Boston, who want to see what other communities are doing, what other companies are doing, and get a feel for how other people are thinking about things that they might see as well. I also think it's for people who are insiders, so people in Silicon Valley, in New York, and Boston, who are looking out for whatever reason. Maybe it's an investment opportunity. Maybe it's, hey, is the time right for me to move back to family? Is there enough opportunity in my home state or home city that I could branch out from what I've learned in these big cities and boomerang back?
I'll tackle the how here, how it's being made. We covered a lot of that in our explanation of the update and how it's come together. A big part of this was reaching out to guest contributors who are in different parts of the country, who represent different groups, so we can have a holistic, well-rounded view of entrepreneurship in different startup communities outside of Silicon Valley. And so part of that was just outreach on our part. But moving forward, we are open to sourcing some of those articles from contributions of you guys. If you're interested in contributing to a future version of the update, you can go to the website upside.fm/update/contribute. It's also in the footer of the website. We have a super short form. If you have an idea that you think would make a good editorial, you can send it to us. If we like your idea and we think that there's a fit, we'll ask you to submit a draft. And there's a timeline on that website as well for the next version of the update. But basically, once we sourced those ideas and those contributors, we gave a deadline for them to submit their first drafts to us. We gave them some remarks and some proposed edits. They signed off on it. And then it was just a lot of building in WordPress, my friend.
We're also looking at interns for the update. So if you are someone who maybe you want to help, but you don't think that you have an article yet to contribute, but you want to learn a lot in probably a month-long sprint, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us at hello@upside.fm and we'll talk about what that looks like.
So Eric, When can listeners expect to see a new issue of the update?
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I don't know. I just always wanted to say that, but it's not true. No, so issue one of the update is out right now. It was out on March 1st, and going forward, it'll be every quarter. So it'll come out June 1st, and then September 1st, and then December 1st. December 1st is going to be rough because my birthday is November 29th, which means that there might be a lot of typos in the December issue. Sorry. But regardless of when it comes out, we're trying to make the content as evergreen as possible. So obviously the news articles will be a little stale, but the editorials will have lasting relevance.
And to round out our six W's here, where can you find it? You can go to upside.fm/update. Right now, that redirects to issue one. In the future, that will give you a navigation to all issues of the update. But for now, if you go to upside.fm/update, you can read issue one. We would love to hear your thoughts. You can tweet at us at UpsideFM. You can email us hello@upside.fm. And if you enjoy it, we ask that you do one simple thing, Eric, and what is that?
We ask that you go to our Twitter, and on our Twitter, we have a pinned tweet. If you could hit retweet on that tweet, that would mean a lot to us.
Actually, we ask two simple things then, because yes, absolutely retweet that tweet, appreciate that, and also share it.
Well, doesn't that do the sharing?
That's one way to do the sharing.
Okay, so extra credit after you hit that retweet, share it another way. That would be awesome. One final thing. As Jay and I are hopping on the plane, Jay, where are we going to be this week?
We're going to be at South by Southwest, where we have a panel with Rachel Carpenter of Intrinio, who I believe was episode 24 or close. We have Brandon Bryant of Harlem Capital in New York. He's a Forbes 30 under 30. And we also have Andy Sparks of Holloway in San Francisco, also a Forbes 30 under 30. And our topic for South by Southwest and our panel is geography versus investing. Should location matter? So if you're at South by Southwest, you can come to our panel on March 12th at 11 o'clock local time. We'd love to see you there. You can find it on the schedule. We'll also post a link on our Twitter and probably on the website.
This probably goes without saying, but thank you to all the listeners who voted for this panel. The panel is super on brand, and we appreciate all of the listeners who voted on the panel when it was in the panel picker stage. We haven't forgot. We really appreciate you guys going out of your way to vote for us. We're really excited about this opportunity.
Awesome. Well, check out the update. We hope you like it. We hope if you like it, you share it with a friend, and we'll talk to you next week. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's guest, so shoot us an email at hello@upside.fm or find us on Twitter @UpsideFM. We'll be back here next week at the same time talking to another founder in our quest to find upside outside of Silicon Valley. If you or someone you know would make a good guest for our show, please email us or find us on Twitter and let us know. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on iTunes. That goes a long way in helping us spread the word and continue to help bring high-quality guests to the show. Eric and I decided there are a couple things we wanted to share with you at the end of the podcast, and so here we go. Eric Hornung and Jay Klaus are the founding parties of the Upside Podcast. At the time of this recording, we do not own equity or other financial interest in the companies which appear on this show. All opinions expressed by podcast participants are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinions of Duff & Phelps LLC and its affiliates, Unreal Collective LLC and its affiliates, or any entity which employ us. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. We have not considered your specific financial situation nor provided any investment advice on this show. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Never mind. Bro, that can't be mad. I'm lighting it on fire. Used to run victory laps, and still I'm not even tired. It's all about the timing, about the timing. Yeah, that's what they say. Well, I'ma keep on riding.